Jody, how did you and John meet, and how did you wind up coming in to the orbit of Ardent?
Well, I'll try to make a long story short. I was introduced to Andy Hummel when I was in the seventh grade. Andy was in the eighth via a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And we didn't hang out that much, but my brother was in a band with Andy. My brother played bass. Jimmy Stevens played bass with Andy's group. And Andy, I think, was playing keyboards at the time. I think they were called the Chessmen. But then we kind of lost touch. And you fast forward to 1970, and I was still in high school, but I was playing drums in the first college production of Hair. And he came to one of those performances, and kind of we reconnected, and he invited me out to a little jam. The jam wound up being Chris Bell and Chris Bell's back house, actually, and along with Stephen Ray, and I think Terry Manning was there. Certainly Andy Hummel was there. And so that was my introduction to what was to be the core group of Big Star, and what would evolve into Big Star. And then Chris and Andy had keys to Ardent, the recording studio, and which John was, at the time I thought he was pretty brave to be giving keys out to kids that were 17, 18 years old. But in retrospect, you know, we were pretty responsible kids at the time, I think. Chris and Andy, everybody was a lot more interested in the act of creation and recording, and I mean everybody was so spellbound by that. I don't know that there was any kind of inclination to, wow, we've got the keys to the studio, right, let's have a party. But Chris and Andy introduced me to John. You know, it's a relationship that stuck, obviously.
And John, how did you get to know those guys to the point that you were giving them the keys to your studio?
Steve Ray and Andy Hummel and Chris Bell had all gone to the same high school that I was in. They were probably 6 or 7 years behind me. So, you know, seemed like pretty responsible guys, and we needed some more engineers. And, you know, you didn't go to Full Sail back then. There were no recording schools. So if we wanted, you know, more engineers, I would run my little engineering course every once in a while and teach people how the equipment worked and how not to abuse it and how to use it properly. And, you know, all of these guys had what seemed like some pretty good ideas for songs and music that they wanted to create. And so before there ever was a Big Star, there were various other iterations with Andy and Chris and Steve Ray being a drummer. Jody actually replaced Steve when Steve went off to college at SMU. You know, the guys would come in when there was free studio time, whether it was at night or in the daytime, and just kind of put their ideas down and develop them. And you know, at the time we were thinking in terms of, you know, placing some of this material with larger labels. And then in the early 70s, Stax gave us the opportunity to have an Ardent label distributed through their marketing and promotion channels. But it was basically a vehicle to, you know, let some responsible and apparently talented young people develop their skills in, you know, engineering and producing, with the hope that we'd get some decent music out of it, and we did.